are once again at the Dog and Pony Show here
once
in Lawrence,
again,
Kansas. And this show is dedicated to the hurricane that's about to destroy Florida, the first of the season.
Oh my. I'm sorry.
I know, it's hard.
Is it gonna hit Gainesville?
Just the bands. But it's not gonna hit.
Just the bands?
Yeah, that's what the outer edges of the hurricane.
Oh,
the
I thought
waves
you meant
are.
Like the bands.
The hurricane bands. Like, I don't know.
Oh.
And Hurricane Malt Liquor will definitely
be affected by this. Sure. Well, but here in Lawrence, Kansas, things are nice and hot and sweaty and boring. So that's why you came here in the first place, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Yep. Well, we're here to bring you all of your during hurricane entertainment in the wake of hurricanes and terrorist bombings. And let's all go get drunk and have fun.
And listen to Lucero,
who's playing tonight at the Bottleneck, and is actually what we're listening to right now. Here, let me crank it for a second. I think your iPod is stuck on permanent, like, only guitar feed here.
No, I think the song is actually kind of like that. They're also playing tonight at Love Garden for $0.
Like 3 hours, 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Acoustic, I believe.
It's more like so 2 hours.
Consider it like an audition for your $10 later tonight at the Bottleneck.
Right.
Highly recommended, though. Pretty good band. You saw them up for the Get Up Kids.
Right, and they were really good.
Yeah.
Very different from the Get Up Kids.
Most definitely. A little bit more of an
Nobody
Americana
was really
edge.
Into them at all.
I can see that for sure.
It was definitely a little strange.
Yeah, but definitely good hard rockin' Americana in the vein of Uncle Tupelo or whatnot. A little bit of Replacements in there. I've seen them a couple times, and they put on a good show. They bring it. What else can you say? We'll be talking with John in a couple minutes, John Nickham, that is, just to see what movies are worth a damn. But in the meantime, why don't we talk about Friday? Get right to it.
Okay.
Which we already were. But besides Lucero,
what is the correct pronunciation?
I don't know. I was just hoping to be consistent and nobody would call us out on it. So I'm going with Lucero.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Lucero.
Isn't there a reggae artist that kind of sounds like that? Okay, forget it. Well, speaking of which, the Reggae Cowboys are at the Jazz House. That sounds just bad. That sounds downright frightening. I wouldn't want to touch that show with the 10
Cowboys?
I don't know if they actually mix reggae music together? And country music, but I don't want to take that chance. So, that's what's happening at the Jazz House. At the Gaslight Tavern, however, there is a good show. The Lonesome Hobos are playing. Kind of a towny favorite, I guess you'd say, in Lawrence. Kind of the type of stuff you'd hear down at the Winfield Music Festival every year. The washboard, country kind of music, a little bit of bluegrass. And it's only $5. They're playing with a duo from Oklahoma called the Hostie Duo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a fun off-the-wall spot to be. Have you ever seen the Lonesome Hobos, John?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're playing tonight at the Gaslight Tavern.
Uh-huh.
You gonna
with
go?
The Hostie Duo. Yeah. I like the Hostie Duo.
They're pretty good, so you can vouch. Well, then if I
they're
can
weird.
Vouch for the Lonesome Hobos, you can vouch for the Hostie Duo.
Yes, indeed.
That's the best bet right there.
Why not?
Yeah. Cool.
And this is the honorary title. Who's also playing with Lucero tonight?
Excellent.
Which is it, Lucero or Lucero?
I say Lucero.
Talking about it. We don't know. But there's no going back on the podcast. It's
that's
all
right.
Anyway,
so we're not going to edit this later.
No.
Oh.
Here's
no.
John Nickham here
Hi.
To talk to us about movies.
We're not going to edit this ish.
Yes. Yes. Movies. We love movies.
Do
Which
we?
Ones?
Well, you know, this week marked the Fantastic Four. Now, I don't know about you, but I grew up reading Fantastic Four comics and. Well, it wasn't my favorite. It was, it was right up there with, Spider-Man and Thor and all that stuff. But it's not right up there with Spider-Man and X-Men and Batman Begins in terms of movies, because, quite honestly, it's terrible. It's that kind of campy approach like they tried to do with the mid-90s Batman, And the jokes fall way short. The action isn't very convincing, and the characters are all pretty terrible. It's also horribly miscast because Jessica Alba, we all know Jessica Alba.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Who's, I believe, 23 years old. Her opening line is, yes, I'm the head of genetic research. And when she says that, the entire audience just burst out laughing. She's basically working for this, Ted Turner industrialist guy, head of his multi-billionaire company. And it's like, there's no way you're even out of college yet, honey. And she walks in and says, it was so funny. So it's really pretty, pretty pathetic.
Anything better?
There are only two other movies opening this week. Dark Water with Jennifer Connelly, which is a remake of a Japanese horror film, which is all the rage these days. I haven't seen it, but the word on it is average. And then there's an art film called Ladies in Lavender, which is at Liberty Hall, which is kind of skews for the older crowd. It's with Maggie Smith and Judi Dench.
I've been noticing that a lot of the stuff in Liberty Hall lately has possibly been skewing towards the older crowd. Would you say that's true at all?
I don't know, because, you know, for every, you know, Ladies in Lavender or Walk on Water, they have a Kung Fu Hustle or Layer Cake, which is clearly for the younger crowd.
See, I was thinking Kung Fu Hustle was right in that, like, blue hair kind of...
I'm not thinking that so much.
Then again, I didn't actually see
it. Oh, that's a fun movie.
What the
really
hell
good
I
time.
Has that been retired, or is that still showing?
That is gone right now.
So your options, there's another one about dancing.
Yeah,
kids.
Mad Hot Ballroom. I've yet to see that yet. I've got the tape and I haven't watched it yet. I'm just behind because I'm watching so many blockbusters. But word on that is very good. That's the recommended one.
So if you're not going to go out to the movie theater, do you have any suggestions for movies that people maybe could go rent this weekend?
Well, there's all this good stuff to rent. I mean, you've got every movie ever made.
Oh, shit, like, John. Why do you think we brought you in here?
I'm trying to think the last couple ones I saw on video that were pretty good. Wow. Well, you know, I keep something comes on cable, and I'll just keep watching it over again, or pay-per-view. And lately, Team America World Police was just released on a DVD, and I thought that was just as funny and obnoxious a movie as you're ever going to see. And a lot of people missed it. It just didn't do that well at the box office. It did okay. And I would go out of my way to see that.
I've tried so hard to convince my girlfriend to order that up on pay-per-view. And every single time we actually ended up with the Sandlot 2 instead.
That
instead
is so lame.
Which
Team
is
America.
Obvious.
I cannot
which
believe
was
you did that.
So lame.
Wow.
I should have seen it from a mile away.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay, now it could have been good. Granted, the Sandlot was good.
Sandlot was good, but Sandlot 2 is a direct to video release.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's not even a real movie.
I don't pay attention anymore.
Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, Team America, that comes to mind.
Meet the Fockers is out. Eh. No, that's been out forever.
It's okay. I mean, yeah. It's got like two really, really drop-dead funny scenes.
Right.
And then past that, it's just a way to get people in a sequel to make money. It's really hard to do anything with those type of movies. You know?
So Team America it is. Awesome.
Why not?
Puppets.
Well, awesome.
Great.
Cool, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll see
you next time.
We'll see you out and about.
Next time with Willy Wonka.
Ooh. When does that open?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but when does it actually open?
Next Friday.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm excited.
That's exciting. So, since the movie scene is kind of dull, let's bring it up to date on the entertainment.
Right.
Tip.
Also, tonight, you can go to the public library and see Abbott and Costello films.
That's cool. That's
I think
underappreciated
Abbott and
research.
Funny, so.
Yeah, public library is very underutilized research. Resource by... People
they have tons
of our
of
generation.
Free stuff.
Did you know that you can get stuff for free at the library?
Always. They
yeah.
have movies,
everything's
CDs.
Free. Isn't that crazy?
You have to bring it back.
Who does that
free.
These days?
No one.
Liberty Hall is
you're
way
paying,
behind.
You're paying
on this
taxes
one.
For the library anyway. You should go.
Use the damn library.
That's my lesson for
today. You won't see Les Claypool at the library, though.
Oh, you won't.
I mean, unless Primus gets back together.
They might have Les Claypool CDs at the library.
Very true. That's true. But you won't see Les Claypool.
Oh, in person.
That's what you paid the premium for.
Right.
That's why you go to the Granada on Saturday and drop 25 bones to see Les Claypool and Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey. Which is quite frankly way more than anybody in the right mind would pay to see Les Claypool. But the people who are going to see Les Claypool aren't in their right minds. So that's actually quite a solid business plan they got there. John Legend is playing at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City. Do you keep up with the, like, mainstream rap scene, Jackie?
Definitely not.
I mean, that's where I think he's at. So,
well,
what
if
do
you're
we know
into
about that,
that, you're probably not listening to the show.
Probably not. The Prairie Acres at the Gaslight on Saturday. That's a $3 show. Local bluegrass band.
Right.
Pomeroy is over at the Bottleneck with Mac Lethal. So. I can highly recommend the first act on that bill, which is Mac Lethal. Probably the best MC rapper guy in the area. Actually won the national battle competition, Scribble Jam, Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. Because
he's just that good. So you need to see Mac Lethal. I'm not sure if this is the show to do it at, because Pomeroy's kind of got their own thing going. It's quite different. I mean, do you like funk?
Do you like funk?
Hip-hop? Then you like Pomeroy. Okay, next is the Roy Hypnol Rangers at the Jackpot Saloon.
Right.
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
I saw that and I was like, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this.
But the short end of the stick here is that the band has members of Flaming Lips.
Right.
Ooh, but not really. I mean, yeah, it's Cliff.
Ooh, overrated.
It's Cliff, the drummer for the Flaming Lips, if, in case you guys don't know, lives in Lawrence. His name's Cliff. He's great. He's fantastic. He's played in about 100 million bands in Lawrence throughout his years.
Mm-hmm.
And this one features Brody from Venon. From what I hear, they pretty much just make this shit up on the spot whenever they play. So that could either be a good thing or more likely a bad thing. But maybe not. Actually, both are extremely talented fellows, particularly Mr. Brody Rush. So I have faith that that'll turn out to be something. But hey, if that sucks, you can always go to the tap room and catch the all-girls pillow fight at Second Saturdays.
I'm glad that we got to mention that.
Kind of, I guess, is probably why I haven't gone to any of these things yet, because they always tend to involve girls and underwear and that type of thing, which I'm all fine and good with, but I don't think that's where my girlfriend wants to go. You know.
I don't think I want to go there either, personally.
Kind of like a dance party thing, but with kind of this, like, you know, like luscious overtone.
Right.
Okay, so Sunday, Tom Petty and the Black Crowes are at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Yes, Tom Petty from Gainesville, Florida, which is where I'm from.
No crap.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I've been to his house where he used to live. Not while he lived there. But.
So you're like friends and
stuff. We're like BFF.
What does that mean?
Best friends forever.
Oh, God, I'm way behind. You got anything Sunday?
Yes. This band that's playing right now is Motion City Soundtracks playing on Sunday. And they're playing with Working Title at the Granada for $13. And I like Motion City Soundtrack a lot.
That's what we're listening to right now.
Yeah, but
let's crank it.
But we have the annoying keyboard, and that's it. What is that?
Okay.
If my iPod would work correctly, this would be so much better.
Head of Femur, is it the bottleneck?
There's Planet X Fest as well. Even though I interrupted you.
Done.
Keep going. I'll come back.
Nah, forget it. They're not that good. Tell me about Planet X.
Planet X Fest at Solidarity for $10, and it's all day. It's like noon till night, and it's a bunch of punk rock bands who are pretty much said, screw Warped Tour, screw all this commercial stuff. We're going to go around in a bus.
So this sounds like it's tailor-made for you because you hated Warped Tour.
Yes. I think I should go. And I like, and This Bike is a Pipe Bomb is playing, and Defiance Ohio is playing. And I like both of them. So.
And there's actually a ton of bands. Like,
yeah, there are like 20. 10 more bands.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about them. So.
Mm-hmm. And they all
and
come from Bloomington, Indiana, I think.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
This bike
Most
is
of
from
them.
Pensacola, Florida.
Okay, so maybe they threw on a couple big name draws. You
big,
know?
Big name.
Big names.
But I have a story.
You don't have
this
to be an
bike,
anarchist, though.
They weren't very nice to me when I met them before.
How so?
I was in charge
Do
of...
Tell.
I was in charge of a show at the Fest in Gainesville, and there were like 10 bands that night, and I was like, oh, you guys, you're supposed to be next, you have to play next, whatever, and they were like, okay, and they gave me like dirty looks, and they were like, thanks, honey, like pretty much, stupid girl, we know what we're doing, and I was very irate the entire
I hope
night.
I don't ever give you that look while we're doing our podcast.
Well,
the good news is that it's going to be freaking hot, just like always, and it's not going to rain.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's exciting.
94 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, 92 on Monday. So if you catch my drift in a couple weeks, it'll be about 75. So anyway, we hope we were helpful in aiding you in your weekend planning. That is pretty much what we're here to do, and
right.
That's why we're called the Dog and Pony Show, because there's really no content to our program whatsoever. When John stops by, we do all right.
There are probably 10 to 20 people that actually listen to this show.
Yeah. Hey, here's a suggestion. If anybody listens to our show, email us.
Or leave a comment.
I'm Richard@Lawrence.com.
And my email address is hard to find, so don't even... Just email Richard.
And I'll forward it to Jackie.
Yes.
And we'll shout you out on the next program.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
And any message or anything you want to say, that's cool. Just tell us.
Cool. See you at the pillow fight.
Bye.